Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Zamarin Show. We're here in the Channel 9 recording booth. It's awesome. It's beautiful. I'm your host, James Montemagno. And today, we're going to be taking a look at MVVM, or Model View View Model, the base of any Xamarin Forms application, and even Xamarin application if you're using some beautiful frameworks, such as MVVM Cross, Bind, or MVVM Lite. I'm a huge fan of MVVM. It's a great way of architecting code to abstract away your business logic from your user interface. Every single application I've created, probably in the last 10 years, has been around MVVM. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the architecture and why it's important to know how MVVM works, but we're going to focus on the data binding part and the data binding framework that's built into the box of Xamarin Forms. So it's going to be kind of a 101 introduction, but if you're new, this is going to be great. If you've been doing Xamarin Forms for a while, maybe you'll pick up some tips and tricks. So what is MVVM? I talked a little bit about that it's a model view view model approach. We may be familiar with MVC, Model View Controller. Specifically, if you've been doing any web development or ASP.NET development, for instance, you have your model, talks to the view, that can talk to the controller, and this kind of cylindrical round. MVVM is very similar. They just threw in some more V's and some more M's. Got rid of a C. And a way you can think of it, if I go ahead and show you a diagram here, we'll jump into the slides, is that think of it like this. You have your view. It's essentially how you display your information. This could be anything. It could be Xamarin Forms. It could be an Android XML file. It could be a storyboard file. It's just how you display your information. Then you have your view model. And we can see how the data and events are flowing here. Your view model is a representation of what you want to be displayed. And it handles how data is flowing to and from your view. Additionally, when a view has some event, such as a click of a button, it'll pass that up to the view model. And the view model will interact and pass some data back. And what that view model is doing is it's interacting with your model, your business logic, your data objects, maybe your Azure store, your SQLite database, anywhere your data is living. So this way your view is not talking directly to your data, it's talking through a view model. Your view is going to be platform specific or Xamarin Forms that can live in the same, and Xamarin Forms the same library or a different library. And then over here, your view model and model are completely portable. The idea is that you could completely swap out your user interface if you wanted to and use the same view model and model in the code behind. Now, MVVM is just an architecture pattern. It's not data binding. Now, what is data binding? That's a good question, because what is data binding is what an MVVM framework brings into the mix. The idea here is that I have some code that's in my view model, and I want it to magically show up in my view. And that's where this kind of magical data binding framework lives. It's that glue that binds your view to your view model specifically. And that's where Xamarin Forms data binding framework comes in. So think of it like this before we jump to the source code. Is you have some object, and it's your view model, and has a property on it, maybe first name. There's this magic data binding layer that has some syntax in the view, and it knows how to talk to and from the user interface control, source to target, target to source. Your source is in your view model, and your target is your user interface. So let's take a look at a Xamarin Forms application. All I've done here is I went to File, New Project, and I just created a blank XAML application. You can create a blank application, whatever you want. It's just using a portable class library. Now, all of my code for this application is going to live over here inside of my portable class library. I have models such as a contact, I have an add contact view model, and I have a main page. So these two pages are going to relate inside of here. Let's look at that data, that add contact view model. What I wanted to do is have a very easy way of simply adding some contacts to a list. So maybe this is that page of the application. I have a few things inside here such as name, website, a best friend, is it busy? And then I have a display message that says your new friend is named this, and if they're your best friend or not, what their website is, an is busy flag with some getters and setters, and then I have a few methods, such as launch website and save contact. This is just for demo purposes, and you probably wouldn't put a 4-second delay, but maybe this is calling off into my model and saving that into my Azure store, my SQL store, or anywhere else that it may be doing. And then I just pop up a display dialog here. But the point is that I'm actually calling this is busy. So what is the core of data binding? Well, let's say that I set these name properties to something else. So let's say I set this to James Montemagno there, and I set website to my blog, Mott's Codes. There we go. Now, I've just set the default properties, and I need some user interface to display this stuff. And that's where this main page comes in. What we can see here is that I have a stack layout with some entries and another stack layout with a switch in it. And we can have a placeholder here that says your website. Now, if I run this, we can see that I have a label of name, an entry, essentially enabling me to type into a box. And then I have a website, and I have a best friend. What I could also do down here is add another label, and we'll put some text here. And we want this label to be that display, this display name inside of here. So first off, how do I get my view model to talk to my view? Well, if I want to, I could type inside this entry box. Well, if I just run this first, let me just go ahead and run this. We can see what it looks like over here on my Android emulator. Right now, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to be a representation of my view that I have. And we'll see the switch, we'll see the label, but nothing is data bound. It's essentially an empty, blank view with absolutely nothing on it. And in fact, if I go to the code behind here of the main page, we'll see that there's literally nothing inside of it. But we'll need to actually update that when we actually want to run it. So here it is, and we can see name, full name, website, best friend, these buttons that do nothing. So how do we data bind and get some stuff in here? That's a great question. So what we want to do is come up and use a very specific binding syntax. I'm going to make this even bigger to focus on it. The binding syntax enables me to say what is the property in the code behind and what do I want it to bind to here. So it'll be binding, and this will be name. If we go ahead and put this side by side, this will be nice. We can actually go ahead, does this work? Well, it does all of them. That would have been nice. All right. So we have name, best friend, and website. So these are the names of the properties. They're public strings, and that's very important. Here I can do another binding to website. Down here for switch, well, these are strings and those are strings. And here we have a toggled property, which is actually a Boolean, or I can say, sorry, is toggled. That's a Boolean, which can bind to a Boolean. So I'll say binding to best friend. There we go. And then down here we have another label, and this label is display message. It only has a get. So I'll say binding to display message. There we go. So I have my bindings in place. This is a simple data binding syntax. So automatically, the entry will know to bind and show that name. The same thing here for website. It'll go ahead and bind to that website property. Now, if I run this application one more time, we'll actually see that nothing will change. So it'll close it down and it'll relaunch it. Because I have these binding syntax in places, so you think, oh, well, it should automatically display. Why would this not display in the user interface? So let's take a look here. Go ahead and relaunches it, and we can see it should have at least picked up my name and stuff like that from the code behind. And if I type anything, nothing's being displayed for that display message. So how do I actually bind it together? Well, I can come into my page code behind. And every page, every control in Xamarin Forms has something called a binding context. The binding context is what tells Xamarin Forms, this is where you need to look. So this binding context, I will create a new add contact view model and bring in my namespace. Setting that will set the binding context of the entire content page. It will then trickle down to all of the children inside of it. If I wanted to set my stack layout to have a different binding context, it would trickle down to the children of that stack layout. So check this out. I'm going to go ahead and actually put it into debug mode so we can see what's going on here. We can go ahead and open up our Solution Explorer and go back into our Add Contact. And we can actually add a breakpoint here into all of these on these getters. Boom, we actually hit a breakpoint. Xamarin Forms is now looking, saying the data binding context is in place. And here it is, James Montemagno. It will now do best friend. It's going to go down that tree. Again, bind it up. There we go. Now we're displaying this here. And we can see best friend, your new friend is named James Montemagno, and he's not your best friend. So maybe, for instance, we would want to set it. So if I add a breakpoint here on the set, we can actually see that down here, it has a two-way data binding system. So even though I have added nothing else into my application, any object that you can interact with has a two-way data binding system. So one way means that it'll update from my view model up, but if I want to send it back down, it will actually then send it down back into my code behind. So now I can continue. And there we go. It's now updated automatically for me, which is super cool. But one thing that we're noticing is that your new friend is named James and is not your best friend, hasn't updated, because he is now my best friend. How do I actually now update this here automatically? Let's take a look. Now, what I want to do in this instance is have a way that to notify Xamarin Forms when something is updated. So Xamarin Forms can tell my view model when it's updated the user interface, but how do I tell Xamarin Forms that I have updated something? How we do that is implementing an interface called iNotifyPropertyChanged. This lives inside of System Component Model. And then when I go ahead and implement this interface, here it is. It is a single event of property changed event handler. This is an event that I personally can raise, and Xamarin Forms, through the binding context, will automatically subscribe to property change notifications. So I can come in and I can create something that I can call called onPropertyChanged. And this will take in a name, which is going to be the property name. And what I can do is I can say property changed, and I'll make sure it's not null. So we'll use the null coalescing here, null check operator, to make sure it's not null. And then I will invoke, and I'm going to say I'm the sender, and I need to give it some new property changed events of the name. There we go. So as long as it's not null, someone subscribed, it'll be good. Now what this lets me do is that any of my actual properties back here, I can say, hey, you updated that. You updated this best friend, so I can say on property changed, and I can say best friend there. I'll go ahead and drop these down a little bit. I can specify the string, and now notice that this string is here the same as that. Additionally, I could just say name of, which is a C# 6. That will be the same. That's probably what I want to do in case I rename it. So now I could come in and say, you know what, I've changed my best friend, and also, since I've changed that, update your display message. There we go. Same thing down here for name. Whenever I update the name, let me go ahead and pass in the name property. This will tell Xamarin Forms that, hey, you've updated the name property and the display message. Make sure that you go update these, and it will go ahead and reevaluate everything. Same thing we'll do down here for the website. There we go. Perfect. Website. And additionally, let's go ahead and do it for the isBusy, which we'll use in a second. So we'll say isBusy. Now you may be saying, well, James, these name of, so those seem very tedious. We don't need these. And most of the time, you're only going to update one property. So for instance, here, when I actually say save contact, I set that to is true, and that's why I want to raise this property change in the setter, because I set it in the code behind, and I need to tell Xamarin Forms that. So it's really great if I'm changing a property in the code behind, or I'm updating some other property. But these seem pretty tedious. So what we can do is we can actually add an attribute here called caller member name. And this actually lives inside of system runtime. And we'll say, give it a default of string.empty. So the caller member name, what this attribute does is it will automatically call this method with the name of the property that was passed in. So I no longer need to pass in best friend here. It'll automatically take the name. When I come down here for name, it'll be the same thing. Now I still want to update the display message here, and I still want to update, I don't need to update the website. So that's really nice. I can just say get rid of those and just call onPropertyChanged. So now let's go ahead and run this application again. And now what we're expecting for it to see and do is update the text whenever I actually change this. So let's go ahead and do this here. And here we go. We'll go ahead and redeploy. This data binding, of course, I'm just showing you here on Android and Xamarin Forms, but it'll work on any application, so it's just one place. So here we go, and I can say James Montemagno. And as I type, I'll zoom in here. Watch as I say Seth, right? I say James or Miguel de Acasa inside of here. You know, and you can change the website. You can change here. You toggle this on. Notice that is my best friend, is not my best friend, comes in to here automatically. Really simple. And it's near instantaneous. Because as I'm typing, we can see here, if I go ahead and put a breakpoint, let me zoom out, I can put a breakpoint right here. So whenever I call and I update this name, as I type it, let's go ahead and debug it. As I'm typing, it'll actually update the name property, tell Xamarin Forms that, hey, I'm updated, and Xamarin Forms will reevaluate, make sure things have changed, and then it'll update this display message. So let's go ahead and continue on here. This will reevaluate a few things. Here we go. Maybe I'll change it here. On property changed. It knows here, on property changed is right here, the display message. So I'm going to go ahead and toggle it, and it automatically now is reevaluating the display message. Boom. Now it knows to go ahead and update it right here. Toggle the best friend, same exact thing, reevaluate. Now you may be saying, well, what if I don't want it to change and call the code behind? Maybe I just want it to only be one-way data binding. So for instance, what you can do inside of here is that these all have modes. So I can put a comma after the name and say mode. And then I can say equals one way. There's one way, two way, or one way from source. So there's three different ways. So if you just want one shot and say, just listen, only update it ever once, I can just say one way or one time. One way will only update it from the code behind up, and two way will go back and forth. So it's an easy way of updating these properties. Like I said, you usually don't have to mess around with the mode that are inside of here. But if you have some elements data binding to each other, you can actually adjust the mode when you want things to update inside of it. So for instance, if you don't want the, let's say, pull the refresh in Xamarin Forms in the list view to update your is busy, then you would turn that off. Cool. So let's take a look here. We have this open website and this contact. So what I could do here is I could say, I could do something here such as an activity indicator. I'm going to say is running, and we'll set this to binding of is busy. There we go. So let's take a look at how this actually works. If I just want to adjust this is busy, because it's going to be false by default. So I could come in here and I could say, you know what, if the name equals Miguel, we'll set is busy to true, else we'll set is busy to false. Pretty simple. So let's go ahead and rerun that again. And what I want to show you is that in this instance, I was typing a name and it was updating the display message. So I was telling Xamarin Forms to update this. What we want to do is we want this in the code behind to update the user interface for this is busy. So now, when I come in and I type in Miguel, it'll automatically trigger is busy, which then is triggering this to change. So that's how we get that data binding to work. When I stop typing it, it automatically updates. And this is really nifty when you want to do something such as make a network call and users are going to be waiting. Cool. So let's talk about one final thing are these buttons. How do I get these buttons to actually click? There's a few ways of doing this. I could come in and I could say x colon name, and I could say button website. And what I've done is created a backing field for this button. I could come inside of here and now say button dot click plus equals, and I could implement a click handler. And then I could be like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and save this view model out, view model, and then we'll new it up here. And then I could say view model dot, and maybe I want to open the website or something like that, but I can't because I've made this launch website a private function. The idea here is that I don't want my user interface interacting with my code behind. So what I need to do is have some way that I don't need to do all these click handlers. And how we do that is with something called eventing. So let me go ahead and delete all this code because we don't want this extra code in my code behind. Let me show you what this looks like at a high level. So the idea here is that you have a click, that click handler. There's this magic binding layer in Xamarin Forms that'll take this action, it'll handle the event for me, and it'll pass a command that is bound to an actual event in my code behind. It'll access some data, do some stuff, notify a change to the user interface, such as our isBusy flag, get some data, and then update our user interface, and it'll say hello, or it'll do something. So this is kind of our flow of our data and event commanding. And this is what we want to focus on right here, 1 to 3, the command. So let's go back to our contacts here. In our code behind, we're going to create two public commands. And a command is something that's built into Xamarin Forms, which is an implementation of iCommand. And an iCommand, if we go and peek into that, has event handler to execute data change, as a can execute here, for instance. And it has all these built-in events. So I can say launch website command. Let's do a get. And then we'll go ahead and do a save contact command. And this is what we can data bind to right here. So I can come in, I can get rid of this whole thing, and I'll come in and I'll say command. I'll do a binding to launch website command. And it's just a property in my code behind. And now we'll have another one here that is set to save contact command. There we go. And that's what's going to be right there. Now I need to tell Xamarin Forms what to do here. So we need to new these up. So I'm going to go into my constructor and I'm going to say launch website command and set it equal to a new command. And this command takes in an action. So let me zoom in here. Takes in an action. What do you want for it to have be executed inside of it? We can also pass it an actual additional argument if you want to, and also a function to see if it can execute. Let's start first with the can execute. We just want it to call launch website. Boom, done. We also want to then set our save contact command equal to a new command. And again here, we'll say save contact. There we go. Ah. Now you may be wondering, why did I get that red squiggly? Well, this is a void of launch website, and this is an asynchronous task. So it's not an action. So what I need to go ahead and do is actually call it, say async, and await on it, and call the method. There we go. Perfect. So now when I run this actual application again, we'll automatically data bind to this launch website command and the save contact command. And when those get called, it will then call and come down here and it'll open the website, or it'll save this contact, wait a little bit, setting the is busy true and false there for me. So here it'll update it. It'll go ahead and launch my website. There we go. Or we can come back and I can save contact. And notice that the nice thing here is it's not blocking, so it's all asynchronous. So it comes back on the UI thread, so it handles that for me automatically, which is pretty nice. So we've eliminated all of the code in the code behind. There's no, don't need to implement a click handler or anything like that. I could swap in and out my view model. But one final thing. What if I wanted to disable these buttons automatically when save contact is clicked and I want to wait? Because essentially if is busy is true, I don't want these to be enabled. So check this out. We're going to come back up to our command where we created it. And notice that we have a function that we can pass in right here that's called can execute. So this function, we can actually say, well, call this function and it can execute if we're not is busy. We're going to go ahead and copy the same exact thing into our save contact. There we go. Zoom out here. So as long as we're not busy, we can launch it. So it's a simple function in line. Very simple there. Now, one caveat to this is that Xamarin Forms doesn't know when to reevaluate this. It'll know right away to evaluate it. So if I say is busy, if I set this to true right away and come in and launch this application, it will say, hey, it is busy, so it shouldn't be enabled, and these buttons are going to be disabled automatically. Xamarin Forms doesn't know actually when to go reevaluate that method. You don't really want it to try to reevaluate just magically. You want it to be there. I think it should be that. There we go. Should be correct. Let's see here. So I can go now and actually tell it, when do I want it to reevaluate these commands? So we want this to be false, obviously. So inside of here, whenever we do this, we can say launch website command dot change can execute and save contact dot change can execute. And now we can go ahead and say, hey, whenever you change in is busy, go reevaluate the actual can execute part of that command. So we'll go ahead and let it spin up again here. So now when I say save contact, notice that it automatically grays out right there. Perfect. It does both of them. So it's coming in, it's saying is busy is changed, and it's saving the contact. And that's it. So you can put that there. You can put it in the method down here, wherever you want it to evaluate. But since we know it's going to be bound to this is busy, it's one simple place. And that's really great because I don't need to do yet another data binding for is enabled to a converter of is busy, is not busy, anything like that. It's just one simple place. In this instance, it's great because it is busy. But you can do data binding and say only when it's equal to this thing or that thing or when best friend, then enable this other part of the user interface. That's there. So a command not only will execute a method, but then also enable or disable the actual functionality on the page. Awesome. So we've gotten started. We've seen a few things. Now where do you go to get everything else? When you go to developer.xamarin.com, this is going to take you to all the documentation for Xamarin, iOS, Android, and also Xamarin Forms. Xamarin Forms is a great book by Charles Petzl to cover everything in Xamarin Forms, but just go right here to the XAML area right here. This will handle your binding properties, attach properties, XAML basics, compilation, previewer. It's there. That's where you want to head for all the other advanced things that you can do in Xamarin Forms with this great data binding that you now have great knowledge of. Perfect. So this was a quick introduction to data binding and the MVVM architecture. I love MVVM. All my apps are built in MVVM type of way because I can then give some UI to a designer. They can do the data binding. They don't care about the code behind that's back there. Now, there's a lot of other advanced things that you can do. Like I said, value converters. You can bind to other control properties that are out there. You can do a crazy adjustments on per platform. It's crazy. All the awesome things that you can do in the XAML with data binding. So head over to the documentation for a really deep dive. But for now, I'm James Montemagno, and this has been The Xamarin Show.